Good evening. I'm Eric Stone with a special Election Day update from KRBD's newsroom. By all appearances, Ketchikan's polling places were crowded but running smoothly on Election Day. We spoke with voters and officials here in Southern Southeast to get a sense of how things are going as final ballots are cast. At a busy Ketchikan intersection, sixth graders from Ketchikan's Houtling Elementary are too young to vote, so kids like Brianna Gilson hold signs encouraging adults to cast their ballots.
Well, we're here so that people will try and get to vote, and so they will speak up and speak for their rights.
It's a break from what has been a deluge of mailers, radio ads, and sign waving. Borough Clerk Casey Paxton helps run Ketchikan's elections. As of 4 p.m. Tuesday, she says things are humming along.
Voting is going very well. Precincts are up and running with a high voter turnout.
She couldn't give specific numbers, but estimated that 2020's turnout is already higher than 4 years ago. That's in part, she says, because of higher than usual early and absentee voting. At a polling place inside Ketchikan's Plaza Mall, some voters said they felt anxious. Stephanie Harding says she's casting a ballot for her children's future.
You know, I have four daughters, and I just want what's best for them in a free country where they have choices instead of being told what to do. So,
Alex Vrabick says she's also nervous how national races will play out.
I think I'm just as anxious and nervous as everybody else is. You know, there's been a lot of talk about voter fraud and how this election, like a lot of elections, will take a little bit longer to count all the ballots, especially all those that mailed in.
Vrabick was standing in line to vote around 1 p.m. In her hand is her completed absentee ballot. She says she never found the time to buy postage.
I personally actually requested an absentee ballot because I did get sick and I wasn't quite sure if I was going to need it or not. So I brought that here with me today just because I wasn't 100% sure how that would work. So I brought it with me today just to make sure that my vote gets counted.
Philip Bowling says he's feeling pretty good, but he hopes everyone keeps a level head.
I feel excited. I'm not worried. I just hope that there's a lot of peace and there ain't a bunch of rioting because there's no sense for it. Everybody has a right to their First and Second Amendment rights.
He wasn't alone with concerns of post-election chaos. Teresa Heitman says she's afraid political violence erupting in the lower 48 could lead to major disruptions here in Southeast Alaska.
I'm a little bit concerned about that because people say that's not going to affect us, but it does. It comes down the pipe like a landslide because we can't get some of our products. Things are going to happen. It's going to cause issues. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Turnout has also been reported to be healthy in the region. In Metlakatla, around 2 p.m., Mayor Reginald Atkinson reported that voters have been out in force in the Annette Islands Reserve.
As of this morning, I've had good reports of a good turnout. Not early in the morning, but late morning, there was, I don't know, about 50 or 60 people, but now there's more and more showing up now.
Metlakatla voters are also electing their tribal council on Election Day. It's still too early to project winners and losers. Polls in Alaska remain open until 8 p.m. People in quarantine can still vote on Election Day, says Paxton, but they'll need help.
You can have another adult pick up a ballot for you and serve as your personal representative. You can go to any one of the 7 polling places, pick up a ballot for that voter. It'll be in a special needs envelope. Deliver it to the voter who is at home and have them vote it and then return it back to the polling place.
That's especially important with COVID-19 infections at a record high in Ketchikan, with at least 31 active cases reported. Clarity over the outcome could take more than a week or more to come in. That's because the state won't start counting absentee ballots until a week from today. More than 2,800 absentee ballots in House District 36 have been returned so far, and some 800 or so more could still trickle in before the state's deadline as long as they're mailed today. Anyone experiencing a problem with casting a ballot can call the State Division of Elections office in Juneau. That number is 907-465-3021. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.